Vaisemin Reishain Aleph. Let us again see the Lashon of the Mechaber Nesif Tesvav. Kidesh V'kaidim Shetom Hivsik V'dibo. Person made Kiddush, and before the Timas HaKais, he was Mavsik V'dibo. Between the Baya, between the Tima, he spoke out, Chayza Mavorech Baya Priyagofen. So he has to make again Baya Priyagofen. Ve'einoi Tzorich Lazer Lekadish. But he does not have to say Kiddush over again, because he was Yaitse Kiddush ala Kais. He cannot be Toyim from the Kais now, because he was Mavsik. Who adin im nishpach hakoyis kaidem sheyitaim imenu? The same aloche applies if he made kiddush on a kois, and it's made a bir priyagofen, and then he said baruch atah Hashem mekadesh haShabbos, and then the kois spilled out before he had a chance to be toyim from this kois. Yavi kois acher, so he brings another kois. Mavorich olav beire priyagofen, and he makes a beire priyagofen on the second kois. Ve'einoi tzorich lazer lekadish, and he doesn't have to make kiddush over again, because he made kiddush on a kois. The whole problem is in the temas a kois, so that he brings a new kais, and he saw him from the new kais. Because he only made a Baya Priyagofen on the first wine, and that was spilled out already. He made a Baya Priyagofen on the first wine, and it was completely spilled.
Suppose nothing has to go away, it has to be. We get more food wine, that would be rather for your brother.
Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah over here. Then perhaps things will get a little clearer. Let's see Ayin Zayin. Umavorech olav. Sivkot Ayin Zayin. Da lo yisai hakois. Lo yoyo datoi mitchilo. That this case, when the first case was spilled out, and they bring now another case, so this is speaking about a case, a special case, that he had no intentions of drinking more wine. His whole intention was to drink the kais shel kiddush. Now this kais spilled out, now they're bringing him different wine, which he had no intentions to drink. So therefore, he has to make a bir priyagofen. V'imhoyo datoi b'tchilo. But if b'shas, when he made kiddush, b'shas broche lishtois yayin yoisel, he was mechaven, he's going to drink more wine. He's going to drink some wine by kiddush, he's drink more wine. Is einay tzorich levorech bir priyagofen. Then he doesn't have to make a Baya Priyagofen. So that means the Baya Priyagofen patterned the kois he was holding in his hand. The Baya Priyagofen patterned all the wine which he intends to drink. So now, so even though the kois that was in his hand spilled out, but he just pour another kais. Yavsik b'dibo shalom inyan hakiddush. He shouldn't be mavsik. No, teva meter is very complicated. If you make it and when you make it, Rosh put here in zinin, so the wine was already in the house, so you don't make a teva meter. Ve'ino yitzorich lazer. So you don't have to make kiddush again. The kivon shekiddush mitchila al hayayin kiddin. He made kiddush al hayayin. So the kiddush was a good kiddush. וגם תואם כשיר, and he also was toyim after the Kiddush, המלאי לגמור, אף על פי שלא תואם מאויסוי הקויס שקידש, even though he was not toyim from that Kois that he'd make Kiddush on, Yotza, he was Yotza. So we mentioned on Sunday that was a machlokes, the Orech HaShulchan and the Magen Avraham. The Orech HaShulchan says pshat that Meikar Adin, if you're not toyim at all, that what we had heard, lo yotza, haino de lo yotza yidei mitzvah kitikuna. That means, the yotza kiddush afilu without tiyum. Without being toyim. There's a mitzvah, the way the mitzvah should properly be done is it should be toyim from the kreis shel kiddush. No, he didn't do that. The kreis spilled. So, b'chol ma'ashev shel esakin k'tzah she yishte yayin misakninam. So, even though he is not drinking from the kli shel kiddush, but this is also a partial tikkun. To drink the wine after kiddush, avol ein the inyan la'kiddush. That means the Kiddush you were Yotza without drinking. You didn't drink the Kaishal Kiddush, so you didn't drink it. So you weren't Mekayim the Mitzvah Kitikunet. And now there's Epis and Inyan to drink wine after the Kiddush, so that's what he's accomplishing. Then he brings the Magen Avraham, and it seems to me Shemuel learns like the Magen Avraham. The Beloi Timus Meloi Lugmov Layotza Klal Av Bidiyevit. If you were not Toyim, it's not Layotza Mitzvah Kitikuna, you weren't Yotze, period. Ubenishbach HaKois. So if I wasn't Toyim, I'm Meloi Lugmov from the Kois. So it's bitter. I wasn't Yotze Filo Bidiyevit. Is ha-kois ha-acher shemevi, the second kois, ze ha-kois ha-vimamish, ki-kois shal kiddush, v'yotza bo yidei chayves kiddush. That's the Shitas HaMogen Avraham, that the second kois that he brought, even though theoretically did not make kiddush on the second kois, but he's bringing this kois in place of the first kois, so it's kilu. He was Kayim from the Kaishal Kiddush, which is, well, Hashem says it's a Merdik Kiddush, but I'll upon him. So these are two ways how to understand this halacha. And the Mishnah seems to hold like the Magen Avraham. He says, Abba Mishnah told me, Isa Kais, he's Yaitse, but this Kais. Okay, that's what we learned Sunday. Vidavkin, that means he made Kiddush ala Kais. That Kais spilled out. So you bring another Kais, so the second Kais becomes a replacement for the first Kais. And it's Kilo, I drank a Malay Lugma from the Kais Shel Kiddush. But that's Safke, if there was no Hesech Hadas between the Shtiyah of the second Kais and the Kiddush, that means he made Kiddush, he realizes he's not finished with the Kiddush, he has to still drink the Kaisel Kiddush. So Memele, so then the new Kais, which will be brought, becomes a replacement for the Kaishal Kiddush. Aval in kva yotza min kaimai bintayim. But if he went, he left the room that he made kiddush in, kaidim shetoa mikois acher. So that already is called, he was Messiah Das from the kiddush. So now, so lazo ola kaddish. Then he has to make a new kiddush. That means this kiddush that was said, that drinking a new kais, even though I'm making a very pre-goven on the kais, that is in its a replacement of the kaisel kiddush that Safke, if he wasn't Messiah Das from the kiddush, he's still in the process of kiddush, he's trying to figure out how the kais spilled out, and then, well, Kaponim, he wants to get now a new kais, so he's still involved in the kiddush that he had made. So then we say, the new kais, which will be brought, is in place of the old kais. But if he left the room already, so it's considered he was Messiah Das from the whole kiddush, and then he has to make kiddush over again. So that's a process. According to Mishabu, you weren't Yaitse. Someone else can be Mitzar. If you can be Mitzar, the Shtiyah of others.
You lost a little bit more wine.
It's no good. I think it's a Hesser Hadas. If he left the room already, he has to be here. And it seems like that. It seems like that. That's called the Hesser Hadas. Yotso Mim Kaimai Bintai. That's called the Hesser Hadas. He made a broch and he left the room. I think that's called the Hesser Hadas. Kosvu HaPraiskim. Now we have very interesting Siyurim. In Kiddush al HaKais, V'sovar Shohu Yayin, he made Kiddush on the Kais, he was under the impression that it's wine. And then he made the Kiddush by Repri Agavon, Boruch HaTeshe Mekaddush HaShabbos, V'nimso Shohu Choymetz Eimayim. And then he looks into the Kais, and he's a little flabbergasted. The wine that was on the table for the Kiddush was a dark Malaga wine, and all of a sudden he looks into the Kais, and it's crystal clear water. And so somehow someone poured into the Kais the wrong bottle. There was water on the table and wine on the table. So now, he made Kiddush on water. Now we have the Malaga wine. We'll see if it's on the table or not. Al Kaponim, he has a problem now. He made Kiddush on water. What happens now? Yikach kois acher shel yayin. Now he's to get a hold of a kois acher shel yayin. Vivorech. So nothing happened till now. Kiddush on water is worthless. So he didn't make Kiddush. So now he has to get a hold of wine and make Kiddush on wine. Vivorech boye pri agofen. Vikadishenis. And he should make Kiddush again. Why? The kivin shloi hoyo naim yaim in the kois that he had made kiddush on was not wine. Nimso shloi kiddush al hakois klal. He didn't make kiddush. So the first kiddush he said by Rabbi Agavon Boruch Hashem Mekaddish Shabbos with the most beautiful kavanos. But then when he gives a look and he sees that it's water, so he didn't make kiddush. So this whole procedure was Lebach to Brochus Lebatola, and he wasn't Makai many mitzvah. So now Al Kaponim, he has to make Kiddush, he'll make a mitzvah. So they'll bring wine, and they'll make Kiddush, and then the wine. Fine. Umikol Mokim. Yeah. The Kiddush Shahoye, and we should show Kiddush Al Kais Klau. Umikol Mokim. Imhoyo Medatoi Mitchilo. Mishas broche lishtois yayin yoisa. But what happens when he made Kiddush? Let's say there was no Kiddush on the table. There's no yayin on the table. But he had in sinin that he's going to drink wine in the Suda also. So the wine in the And the house is became the part. I mean, he had in Carbon that he's going to drink wine during this. So all the wine in the house became the part of his bracha. Ein ein Zorich le Borech Sheinis Boire Priya Goffen Och Delel. So there's no need to make a new Boire Priya Goffen. Like we just said before on Sifkotten Ayin Zayin. If the wine spilled out and he had Kavona to drink more wine, so you just bring the other wine and he'll drink the other wine without making the new Boire Priya Goffen. So here is the same thing. He had Kavona to drink wine. Suzanne Masir Das on wine. He made kiddush on. He made kiddush on water, which is not a kiddush, but there's no need to make a new boyer priyagofen since this boyer priyagofen patterned the all the wine in the house. Fine. Now, this is a Mordecai Halacha, so let us just picture what happened now. He made Kiddush, Boire Priya Goffen on the border, Boruch HaTashem Mekaddish HaShabbos. Now, and he made the Boire Priya Goffen, he was Mechabim, or he's going to drink wine during the Suda, fine, no problem. And then he realizes that it's water, so he points, he shows them, they bring him water they bring him wine from the next room, and that'll make again Kiddush. But a Boire Priya Goffen, he doesn't have to make. So Rabbi Kevege asks, Amar Yodike Kasha, and this halacha, Rabbi Kevege asks, he made a Boire Priya Goffen and water. So that halacha didn't help anything. Now he made Kiddush. Fine. That Kiddush also didn't help because it's, he can't make Kiddush on water. But now he had in Zinnin to drink other wine. So he says, so we will use the previous Boire Priya Goffen. So Sofek Rabbi Kevege, but between the drinking of the new wine and the first Boire Priya Goffen, he said a Kiddush in between, which is a hefsek between the Boire Priya Goffen and the Shkriya. So how could the previous Boire Priya Goffen help? Made a Boire Priya Goffen now. For example, let's say a person will say Boire Priya Goffen, and then you mind himself, he didn't say Ashiyot, so he'll say Ashiyot, so then he'll go on and drink the wine. So in the middle of the week, forget about Kiddush. So until the gym can make a new Boire Priya Goffen. There's no thing you make Ashiyot all the kais. So Memela, so the Ashiyot are the hepsik. So you made a Boire Priya Goffen, and now you say the Ashiyot all, right? Want to drink wine? Make a new bracha. You were mamsik. What is the difference? You speak out, or you say a bracha lebatola. It's sicher a hefsik. So Rabbi Kevege asks on this Magen Avraham, he doesn't understand why he doesn't have to make a Boire Priya Goffen. Since he after the Boire Priya Goffen, he made Kiddush, which was not a Kiddush, no wasn't Chalons, a Bracha Levatola. So that's a hefsek between the first Boire Priya Goffen and the Shtiyah. Seems to make a second Boire Priya Goffen. This is Rabbi Kevege's Kashim. They bring down from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, he says, Amir Dike Kiddush, to say Pshat in the Magen Avraham. He says, a hefsek, not everything is considered a hefsek. This is the lesson in Shulchan Shloimim. The kivin shelefi machshavtoi. He thought shakiddish ukidin. He didn't know that there's water there. He thought there's wine there. And before I'm permitted to drink the wine, which I'm holding in my hand, theoretically, I have to make Kiddush. So this Kiddush is a tzorech for the shtiyah of the yayin. I'm making a bray clear goffin. I want to drink the wine. Well, you can't drink the wine before you make kiddush, so I'm going to make kiddush. So theoretically, in his mind, the kiddush was said in order to permit him to drink the wine. That's how I made the kiddush. That's how I remind myself to say Ashayotza. No, I'll say Ashayotza now. I'll go back to drink some wine. No, no. I said the Kiddush in order to be able to drink the wine. The Kiddush was said in order to enable me to drink the wine. So without the Kiddush, I can't drink the wine. If a person said something, and according to his intent, this dibur was necessary in order for me to be toyim what I want to be toyim, then we find out that because of another reason. He gives a muscle. It's brought down on Hilchos Metzias Apas. The din is a person has an animal he's not allowed to eat before he makes sure the animal has what to eat. Yeah. First, the behemoth gets what to eat, and then you're allowed to eat. So it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that a person says, Baruch Hashem, I might feel like him in Oretz, Hashem Yishamayim. He forgot about the behemoth. Yeah, the chicken, he forgot about it. Now, he's going to eat, he's going to be over Anissa, of eating before taking care of your behemoth. So, if he says, I'm going to let him know, take care of the behemoth. No one knows he's what is all these is. He says, oh, I'll be drunk down and take care of the behemoth. Right? So it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, it's not called a hefsik. It's not a hefsik because that's the chachila. Right? That's bullshit. That's a bullshit. I can't eat without that. So Shlomo Zalman says, what happens if they go to the Bayim and they see the Bayim had a heart attack? He didn't know that. It died 10 minutes before the Maitzi. So he says, that's not called a hefsik. The words that were said to enable him to eat the bread. He didn't know that the baby had a heart attack. So Mamela, even though theoretically there was no need to say the words, because the baby is dead already, so there's no obligation on the oichel to make sure that the baby gets to eat, because he doesn't have an Abraham anymore. But since these words were said, letzoyach achilosoy, so you can't say that this is a hefsik if they were said with such a good intent. The intent was to enable him to eat. So how can you say it's a hefsik that, yeah, Lamai said there was no need for the words to be said. That's what we found out later. But he says, hefsik is only considered a hefsik if he had an intent to be mafsik. But if he was under the impression that this hefsik is necessary in order to enable to eat, that's not called the hefsik. So that's how he wants a femfer of a kamei discussion. And that's why he says, so the Magen Avraham says that if he made, he's had a koish shel mayim, and then he said, very prayer goffin, and he had an intent to drink more wine also, then he said, kiddush. So even though the kiddush did not accomplish anything, but since it was said to enable him to drink the wine, so we cannot consider that the kiddush is a hefsik. Right, that's one thing. Now we'll go on another case.
That
means he made kiddush, and he found out that in the kais is water, so it was no kiddush. So So this has to make Kiddush over again. And we say that by praying often is dependent that we have kavana to drink more wine, not to drink more wine. Avok shenimso sheicher oisha maske shoye chamar medine ba'isay moket. What happened is the mashke in the kais, he thought there was a tokay wine, and there was schnapps, and somehow that was poured into his kais. Soda's not chamar medine. So Moshe says soda's not chamar medine, but schnapps is chamar medine. So now if he made Kiddush. He wanted to make Kiddush on Yayin. There was a mistake here. His place was filled up with schnapps, or sheikh, or beer. Now, so, b'dieved, according to other shittas, it can be yaita with Kiddush, with chamar medine, it seems, a fellow at night. It's not the Zemachot, but now he made Kiddush already. Now you're playing a shayla. Is it Sikha, not a Kiddush? Does he have to make Kiddush over again? Or is it a Kiddush? So if according to other shittas, with the end that he was yoyt, he can't all make Kiddush over again. Well, yes, it says. And should they? According to other shittas, I was yoyt with the Chamar Medina. So he says as follows. B'chol ha'shanim sakreis mayim, chi agam dovo sheini maske klal, am kshanim so sheikha isha maske sheikha ma medina ba'yisei mokim, einei sorich likach kois acher lekiddush. So he made theoretically Kiddush on chamar medine. He was holding beer in his hand. He made Kiddush on beer. He made before Bayim Priya Gochman. That's right. Which is the Mochel Matola. That's the Mochel Matola. But now he made Kiddush on beer. And so he said, you know what you should do now? Make a shackle and drink it. That's what you should do. The Kiddush with the Yemen can be chal, because it's Chamar Medina, but you didn't make a bracha on it yet, so make a bracha now. And it's early, kachko is achel a Kiddush, al yivorech olam shahakol v'yishtek. Fine. Now, we'll go back to the first case that he had water in the kais. So we said, and he has to make Kiddush over again. Now he's going to say, Moyer de Kechidushim. The Bahod de Sorech le Kaddish Shainis. That would he has to make Kiddush over again. He was holding water in his hand. He made Kiddush. Made a bird priya gofim. So he said, Kiddush he has to make over again. Dafkish le hoyo yayin mucham lefonim. There was no wine in front of him. Avol. That a person made Kiddush on water, on the table. There was a bottle of wine. But he made Kiddush on the kais. He thought to drink also from this, drink more wine from this wine. So this is a very interesting case. Theoretically, he was making Kiddush on the kais, on the contents of the kais, which is water. That was in his mind. But there were two other factors which you have to take into consideration. He had kavanah to drink from the wine that's on the tish. The wine was in front of him. It was there in front of him. Good, it wasn't held properly. But we're just trying to say, do we say that there was no kiddush al hayayin? So this is... Rashita's Ataz. So the Taz says if there was wine in front of him, we can consider that, and he wanted to drink from this wine also, so even though it wasn't in the proper kais, it was Kiddush and was lying in front of him, a glass of wine in front of him, and he had intended to drink from this wine. So we can stretch the law and say it was Ke'ilu, he made Kiddush on wine. Even though it wasn't some other thing, but to say that it's not a Kiddush, the shaila is to say it's not a Kiddush and make over Kiddush. This is, you need to know what the Plumkite is. V'data ilushis b'vina achakach ein soich gam l'kadeshenis da'ave ke'ilu kiddush al kol ha'yayim shemucham l'fonov. It's ke'ilu, he made Kiddush on the whole thing. Someone once told me he had a maisha that once kedem was made, they had grape juice, and they made apple juice. They were selling apple juice also, and it seems the same type of bottles, and he made Abdullah on the apple juice. And it's not also Chama Medina, that could be, if that's another shell, but let's see, it's not Chama Medina. And so he made Abdullah and the apple juice, but on the table there was Kedem grape juice there also. So this is this din, that he made Abdullah on not a proper mashke, but on the table or in front of him, that has to be in front of him. He didn't make it none.
Oh,
no. He has to make Kiddush olov. No. It's in a different rishu. It has to be olov on the shulchan, on the sapsol, and it has to be lefonov. And the refrigerator is a mechitza mamsekes.
Good. Well, the thing is, it's not his wine, but it's not white. Can you speak a little bit?
No.
This is
what
I wanted to
be.
It's drink
of water. No, there's two cases. There's one case of water and one case of schnapps. The schnapps. So the shells of his yates the kiddish without the brochem. Now he realizes what. Well, we have to make each case pasunda. Let's first finish the halacha, and then we'll come back to your case. Now, ke'ilu kiddush al kol ha'yayin shemuchal levonov, v'yishtem em tekev malay lugmov. So, you had a bottle of wine in front of you. I had kavanah to drink some wine yet. So, memela, you just go and pour into your case now. Revius of wine, and drink it, and shalom al Yisrael. You were nitzel from two brachas, Labatola, the boy of your governor wasn't Labatola, the kiddish wasn't Labatola. Meredik. V'yesh oim remoi. Now we're going to go a step further. The who had been im ein yayin lefonov. There was no wine in front of him. That's it. Oh, this was the only wine he had. But the maisa wasn't wine, it was water. But there was chalas on the table. There was pas. Yeah. And ainit zoich lekadish mechodosh ele yivsa tekef acher hakiddish ala pas v'day bebichas amaytzi levad. We can still rescue the kiddish to make it ois bochel abatole, you make a moitzi on the pas. But here he says, v'nire, so that stuff gives this person was the remoz achosid, and he washed until his yadayim before, so then he can get away, you listen to the remoz, he can get away with a moitzi. But v'nire, di'im kideish, koidim until his yadayim, we don't do like the Ramo. And Shaykh Loimer the Chala Kiddush Ala Pas. So then you can't say that the Kiddush was Chala Ala Pas because he's not allowed to eat the Pas. So then he's in, so if it's water, so he's in, then he's in hot water. So then he has to make Kiddush over again and the whole Isaac.
Then it's part of the meal. Now I need to wash. So I'm still washed. No,
it's here when it's so much of a hefsek between the kiddush, I think. Here it's a hefsek to say that the kiddush was Allah pass. Because the pas was on the table, when I was unable to eat the pas, that means we're stretching the lot. We're saying he's holding a kois, and the pas is on the table, and he didn't have any kavona to make kiddush on the pas. And then he sees it's water, so we say, no, the pas is, the kiddush is on the pas. So, even though Maimon Moltke doesn't like this at all, he says, I mean, what kind of a cheshbon is this? He wanted my kiddush, my chavrus and taina, did he even cover the chalas? He had covered the chalas, that the chalas should be a voice noise. And now he's going to pick up the doors, you know, I made kiddush on you, I got good news for you. Well, I'll compound him, so, but this whole thing only works if he could eat now the pasta. Then I'll bend backwards and say, the kiddush was on the pas, even though it was covered, even though it was on the pas. But if I was unable to eat the pas, to say that the kiddush was on the pas, so far we can't.
He
washes his hands, that's a makir. If you wash over the tools, you're dying, so he says it. Now, what?
Covered.
Yeah, it was still covered, but I think, Vinishvi, it seems he doesn't, L'chayre, it should be covered. But if I'll pick in, L'chayre will be good. The my mom's getting is in itself. This is a Radbaz. The Radbaz says it's good, so it's good. So now, if he was saying, let's go back now to your Shaila. If a person, let's talk two shaylas. A person went and he made kiddush. Let's say he made kiddush and schnapps. He made kiddush and schnapps, and he made a berpi agofen, and then he drank the schnapps. He drank the schnapps. He drank out the. The views of the schnapps, then all of a sudden, the clock just goes a strong wine, and then he realizes what happened. So now, so the event, the dish means that I'm a chloikis, because he ate the kiddush. He made kiddush, and he drank hamar medina without a broche. He didn't make the baruch hashem did not help the situation. But lemaise, he made kiddush al chamar medina, and he drank the chamar medina. So lemaise, he passed the b'diavad, it's good. He was eating the kiddush fartik. Now, if he made on water, so now... Yeah. So the shalzeves know if apple juice is chamar medina. The only one, it's not chamar medina. Yes. Okay. So he made. This is not grape juice. This is apple juice. So now, and there was yain. So what right?
The was
well. He made kiddush. Where was the wine? There's wine on the table.
Yeah.
There's wine on the table. So now we have, if there's wine on the table and he hadn't been to drink from the wine, so he said he's just drinking. I don't think so. I don't think so. That for me, a hefsig, if the tima will be a hefsig between the brocha, the barbary of govern, and the dusk. The kiddush yizicha was yaitse. If the tima will be a hefsig. If Tima is a hefsek, I don't know for sure, but I don't think so. I don't think Tima is a hefsek. Biba is a hefsek. Tima is.
Where's the water?
Right? Only if he drank wine. So then the water is a tuffle to the wine. But if he didn't drink wine, it doesn't matter. The way the governor did all my stories at Salem, like a mighty potter's meat also, but make a mighty meat in one potter, only if you eat bread. Yeah, Siv Tezayin. Lo yitamu hamesubim. Now, if he's Moitzi, a lot of people with Kiddush, and so they shouldn't be Toyim, Kaidim She before he is Toyim. That is only if Haim is the cooking. This is a proper anhug. It means a kukim lekaisai. If they're dependent on his kais, sheshayfech mimenu lekaisish shebiyodom reikonim. That means they have empty kaises, and he goes and makes kiddush. Let's just say the case of the mechaber speaking about such a case. He has a let's say he has a case that has a 10-ounce case, and he makes Kiddush on a 10-ounce case, and there's 10 people that are being used with this Kiddush. So after he makes the Kiddush, he pours in to all the 10 cases that they should have some of the wine. They should be taken from the Kaish al Kiddush, and he drinks that. He still has 5 ounces left, whatever it is for his Kiddush. But, so, they should not be toyim till he drinks first. I mean, since they're dependent on his Kiddush, so it's probably, you wait till he finishes, he starts drinking. He has to be toyim first. Or a second case, oy pegumim. That means they all had wine, but their wine was pogum, and he's pouring into all their cases to make it ois pogum, that they should not drink yain pogum. Avol, imoyulam cases yain she'enem pogum. Everyone had a case in front of him. Everyone had their own kais. And then he was mighty them with Kiddush, but theoretically each one had a kais. So let's make it real interesting. It was a kais with a Rebbe's in us. But his Kiddush, I can't duplicate. So he's mighty me with the Kiddush, and they have to make Kiddush. I'm drinking, but I'm yitzir. With my wine, with his kiddush. Sure, the yaitz with his kiddush is rashoim lishta is kaidem sheishta mekadish. They're allowed to drink before the mekadish. Vayitamu amesubim zegmishu haina amshoilem kaisis bifnei atzmon. Someone was saying from the wine. He should put some of his wine into their kais. The cooking the kaisai, they cannot drink properly till he gives some them that depended on him. Tzrichem lahamtim olav sheyitain mitchila, that he should be toyim first.